BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The Go Birds podcast is sponsored by Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, August 11th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And happy Tuesday, and it is a happy Tuesday, because today, the Eagles practice. And as you know on this pod, it is always a good day when the Eagles take the practice field. So, they will be out there for day 10 of Eagles training camp. Crazy, we're already in, by the way, like, August 11th, but also crazy, we're already at day 10 of training camp. It is going by too quick. We have our first game of the weekend of the preseason this Saturday at Baltimore. It'll be fun to see how that goes there. Big for the quarterback battle, the backup quarterback spot. I would guess both Andy Dalton and Tanner McKee play. You probably also see a lot of Cole Payton. So yeah, we'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But let's get going with today so you can get on with your Tuesday and get ready for a post-practice training camp pod. And let's start with Go Birds Insider. Go check out Go Birds Insider. Go Birds Insider is, of course, the extension of the Go Birds pod. It is a chance for us all to hang out, a chance for us all to talk, and you get the daily email, which is a good way, I think, to start your day. Obviously, the Go Birds daily is the best way to start your day. But you get up, you get your phone, you scroll through your emails, and you go, oh, look, little bit of Eagles news. Three things to think about, two stats, one thought on a player, a trivia question, and a final thought. I think it's a really fun way to start your day. So go check out Go Birds Insider. The link is in the podcast description. What's on the schedule for today? Well, like I said, day 10 of Eagles training camp. As Vic Fangio will speak to the media at 9:40, at 10 a.m., practice begins. And then after practice, we'll hear from select players. And I would guess we'd hear from Jalen Hurts. Maybe not today. I would guess Thursday we probably hear from Jalen. That'll be the final time we see them practice before the preseason games. As for Vic Fangio, look, his defense won the day on Monday. And if you want a play-by-play breakdown of the 32 reps Jalen took, go check out the post-practice pod, which is in your podcast feed, where I break down everything that happens. But the defense won the day, in my opinion. Jalen, one touchdown, one interception. And the touchdown, little bit controversial. The interception, not so controversial, right to Quinyon Mitchell. So I'm sure Vic will flex a little bit, say his defense won the day again, because we know Vic likes to point out when his defense wins and likes to remind people he's a pretty good defensive coordinator. So 9:40 Vic Fangio, 10 o'clock practice begins, and then after practice we will hear from some players. All right, the injury report. Now, the Eagles don't have to give out an actual injury report, but they are nice enough, and we're out there to see like what's going on with different players. So, didn't practice on Monday. Danny Gray with a concussion, Keyshawn James Newby an ankle injury, Jonathan Jones not practicing with the shoulder injury. Now, Jonathan Jones, I think, is going to be on the 53-man roster. We'll see, I guess, how bad this injury is. And I think he could potentially have a role as a backup on the outside, a backup at nickel, get in there in some dime packages. So not great that he's missing time. We'll see how long he's going to be out with that shoulder injury. Damon Pierce added to the practice report with a hamstring injury. He's had a good camp. So, you know, tough blow for him to now miss time with the hamstring injury. You have to hope he's able to play on Saturday night. And if he's not, that's going to really hurt his chances of making the team. Cole Wisniewski missed practice with a hamstring injury. He's been out a minute with this hamstring injury. The Eagles are now dealing with four different players that didn't practice with a hamstring injury. And then Britton Covey did practice, but he is also, he was limited with that hamstring injury. So the new injury news, before we get into the old injury news, which is Johnny Wilson didn't practice on Monday due to a knee injury. Johnny Wilson was actually featured in the Go Birds Daily on Monday morning. I think he's having a really good camp so far. And he brings something the other receivers don't bring. He's 6'6". He can go up. He can make contested catches, which we've seen him do so far in training camp. And then he's also a good run blocking receiver just because of his size. So Johnny Wilson, I think, was on his way to potentially making the 53-man roster. We'll see how bad the knee injury is, how long he's out, but definitely not good news for him. And the injuries just continue to pile up at receiver. As I mentioned, Britton Covey was limited. Johnny Wilson didn't practice. And Mekhi Lemon and Devontae Smith once again were sidelined with a hamstring injury. Devontae Smith and Mekhi, I think, have now missed 5 practices with this hamstring injury. So I'd be very surprised if we see him out on the practice field later today. I think it's more likely at this point you hope they're out on the practice field after that preseason game against the Ravens. Obviously, they won't play in that game, but we will see. But yeah, they continue to miss time with those hamstring injuries. Now, the Eagles say they're not worried about Mekhi, and obviously, you know, that's good to hear. The players and the coaches keep saying that Mekhi's doing work behind the scenes and all those good things. Just not good for a rookie to miss this much of training camp after missing mandatory OTAs, after missing part of the OTAs, missed part of the mandatory, missed all of the mandatory minicamp, missed some of the OTAs. My apologies for the confusion there. And now has missed well over half of training camp. So you got to hope he gets out there soon, because he is a player whose game is built on timing, whose game is built on chemistry with the quarterback. And he just doesn't seem at this point like he's been able to build that. So don't expect him to be out there today. But I do think hopefully after the Ravens game, you see him back out there. All right. So like I said, the first team offense had a competitive practice against the first team defense. If you want to check out a play-by-play of everything happened, go check out the practice pod. But prior to practice, we heard from Nick Sirianni, who spoke for the first time since Lane Johnson announced on Saturday that he would be essentially retiring after this season, or at least very likely to retire. And here is what Sirianni had to say.
Okay, to Lane Johnson saying,
you know, obviously we want to support Lane in that, and you know, and he's a phenomenal football player, one of the best guys I've ever been around, and in my opinion the best offensive lineman in the NFL, and so so glad he's here, and you know, just thinking about every day, and you know, I can't say enough good things about Lane, and but you know, you don't think about those things until I don't think about those things until later on, and just happy he's here and out of practice and contributing to our football team.
So you could kind of tell Nick was feeling a little unsure of what to say. Like, you don't want to give a big long answer about how amazing Lane's career has been when he's still going to play this year. But you also don't want to completely diminish what Lane said. And so, yeah, I mean, I think he handled it well. Nick is always very complimentary of Lane. And while he has said essentially he's going to retire, the issue with only diving like 85% in or 90% in is you still do leave a little bit of wiggle room. And look, he's allowed to leave wiggle room. It's his career. It's his life. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. But I do think there will still be questions throughout the year. Like, man, you're playing great. Any thought to whether you're going to walk away at the end of the year? Or, you know, if God forbid he were to suffer an injury, like, hey, you know, is this something you think you're going to fight back from, or is this it? So while he has made his, you know, I think current plan very clear, I think there will be still some questions for him about whether he is definitely retiring at multiple points in the season. But with the likelihood that Lane is going to retire at the end of this year, there's been a lot more attention paid to Markel Bell. So Nick Sirianni was asked about the rookie tackle and the ability Bell is now going to have to learn from Lane Johnson in what is seemingly the final year of Lane's career. So here is Nick Sirianni on that.
Lane said Markel is the most impressive rookie he's ever seen. How important is this year going to be for Markel to have Lane have that overlap for a year? And what have you seen from Markel?
Yeah, I think it's always, like I've said to you guys in the past, whether it's Cam with Jason when for 2 years, learning from him and then playing beside him, or Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter being with Fletch, and, you know, Jalix and Nolan being with Brandon, and same thing here, you know, Markel being able to learn from Lane. Like, these guys out here, they all have guys that they like to study, you know, from around the league, you know, whoever's game is similar or whose game they respect. And, you know, to be able to have the guy, you know, I can imagine that there's a lot of people that study Lane Johnson, even though there's not a lot of people that can do what Lane Johnson does. But now, not only can you study him, but you can ask him why he did something in this particular case. And I think that is very beneficial for a young player to have, or any player to have for that matter, to have one of the all-time greats, to be able to ask them questions of what he did, why he did it, and that leads to great growth.
One thing the Eagles very much believe in is having their young players learn from their older players. Nick brought up the examples of that there, but you could just, again, Kelsey learning from Cam Jurgens, Jordan Davis getting learned from Fletcher Cox, Jalen Hurts getting learned from Fletcher Cox, Darius Cooper, who we'll talk about, learning from A.J. Brown. Different situation because AJ, you know, got traded. But point I'm making is the Eagles really, really do like when they have young players able to learn from all pro type players that are still on the roster. Nick Sirianni's big on teach tape, right? He will show plays from around the league to players of, hey, this is how I want this route to be run, or hey, this is how I want this play to look. And when he can use a Lane Johnson example for Markel Bell, and Lane is there for Markel Bell to ask a question for, that's a good thing in the eyes of the Eagles. So, you know, it's interesting. I had a question in Go Birds Insider, shout out Go Birds Insider, where someone was like, do you think Lane will be involved in picking his successor? In some ways, Kelsey was with Cam Jurgens, right? We know that they talked to Kelsey and all that. And it's a good question because on one hand, I do think, yeah, like, it's smart to ask Lane's opinion. It's smart. He knows what it takes to play tackle, obviously, so it's smart to do it. I, though, kind of get the sense Lane, like, might just completely disappear from our lives once he retires for a little bit. I'm sure he'll come back to Eagles games, some practices, and all those things. But when he talks about wanting to be with family, wanting to be with his kids, his parents getting older, doesn't strike me as someone that wants to spend extra time breaking down tape of college prospects. So we'll see. You know, I do think that it is going to be a benefit for Markel Bell to learn from Lane. Lane is not retired yet. He has not gone off to spend time with his family. So Markel Bell is in a really good opportunity here if he wants it, and I'm sure he does, obviously, to be the next starting tackle for this team. He can learn from Lane. He'll probably go in if Lane goes down for 2-3 games. And if he does awesome, then I think you go into next year. If you got your starting right tackle on a third round salary for 2 seasons, that's a really, really good outcome for the Eagles. So getting to learn from Lane, I think, will be really big from Markel. Now, the other question Nick was asked is one, a tale as old as time, a question we always ask Nick, which is, hey, the preseason games are this Saturday. They start up for the Eagles. Are you going to be playing your starters? And here is what Nick had to say.
Any more consideration of playing guys more in the preseason? Or?
Yeah, we'll see. Obviously, we got to get through this week. And, you know, that's at the end of the week. We talk through everything. Everything's usually fluid in that matter, and we'll see how that continues to go.
So I don't think that the starters are going to play on Saturday for a plethora of reasons. One being the Eagles don't play their starters in the preseason. They always prioritize health over putting them out there, and I think that is the smart decision. But I think this year there's a different reason they might not play. And that is, the Eagles also love to withhold information they feel gives them a competitive advantage, as they should. If they think not putting the injury report out until the last minute, if they think not telling us who's going to practice in 20 minutes, we're going to be out there, is advantageous, that's their right to do so. And one thing they really like is having the competitive advantage and not in week one of Washington having never seen this offense before. So if you're going to put the starters out there, you really only put them out there if you're going to run the offense, if you're going to run plays that you're going to run in a game. And since they're not going to want to show their offense in the preseason, that means they're going to go out there and not really run plays that they'll be running in a game. Now, maybe you just want them to go through warming up, all that stuff. Maybe you put them out there for a few running plays, like, maybe, but I just don't think there is as much reward in it if you're not going to keep them out there for a while, if they're not going to get big reps and they're not going to run the offense. Like, I think they'd rather just disguise what the offense is and not put them out there. They have the joint practices next week against the Patriots. I can't wait. And that'll be their chance to really get the starters out there, to really kind of get in a controlled environment what they would want in preseason looks. And that'll be really, really exciting. So I don't think you'll see them on Saturday night. There'll still be a lot to watch. We'll clearly be talking about what to watch. But yeah, Saturday night against the Ravens, I would expect to see a lot of Tanner McKee, a lot of Andy Dalton, and some Cole Payton. So yeah, don't expect to see the starters on Saturday night. Now, I did want to ask Nick about this. So I think from day one to day nine, the offense has improved. Day nine, probably a step back, but today they could take two steps forward. And I think from where they were in day one, they've definitely taken more steps forward than steps back. So I wanted to ask Nick, what are some things you're seeing the offense improve with? And here is what Nick had to say.
Nick, you said at the beginning of camp it would kind of be like this on offense. Now that you're entering day nine, are there any specific areas you feel the offense has really taken some step forwards in so far in camp?
Again, you're just looking for continual progression in every scenario. You're looking for that progression in assignments, right? You're looking for that progression in how you take care of the football and how you ball handling. And you look for that progression in how you're catching. And so you're looking for that in all areas. I think we're continually improving, which when you put the work in, like we're putting in, and the extra work that the guys put in on their own, you have no choice but to continue to get better. So, you know, and I appreciate the coaches of, you know, when there is something that's struggling, of the attention to detail that they're putting in and the players are putting in on that. So, just a continual progression of what we're looking for. And I think that we are getting better in areas and the areas that we emphasize.
Not a lot of detail there, sadly. Was hoping Nick would say we're getting better at our cadence, we're getting better at this route, didn't give that detail. So a good example of him just not really wanting to share much information. But I do think Nick believes they are improving. He said at one point Jalen's having a good training camp. I would agree with that overall. His numbers so far through nine practices, 104 out of 151, 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I'd said prior to camp, I'd like to see 25 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Doesn't seem like we're going to get to 25 touchdowns. We might get less than the 8 interceptions. We'll see. But 4 is not a small number at this point of camp. So it'll be tight on the 8 interceptions, but the 25 touchdowns feels a little bit unlikely. Maybe against the Patriots. I could picture him having like 7 touchdowns against the Patriots over 2 days or something like that, because I'll probably be doing a lot of competitive red zone, but that'll be really telling to see where they're at. But I definitely think they are improving. I feel better about the offense now than I did at the start of training camp. So finally from Nick, he was asked about Darius Cooper and whether his role could change. So what Nick does every year is he'll say to players in a meeting, here's what your role is going to be. This is what we're going to ask of you to do. But I think Darius Cooper's role potentially, could be changing based off how good he's been in the training camp so far. If they had an idea of a role for Darius Cooper prior to the first practice, I think they probably are through 8 or 9 practices thinking his role could be different. So Nick was asked about the idea of Darius Cooper's role changing and just in general, how he knows when a player is ready to go from doing the dirty work to being more of a contributing starter. So if you listen to the post-practice pod, or really any number of the post-practice pods so far, you know I think Darius Cooper is having an unbelievable training camp. He was my player of the day for day 9. He's the first two-time winner of the award. And at this point, I have to think he might be a favorite to win the award. So Darius Cooper had another awesome day. 6 catches from Jalen Hurts, 8 targets overall. And I think Jalen was actually 6 for 6 targeting Darius Cooper on Monday. So really good day from Darius Cooper. He's good at contested catches. He's been really good along the sideline. Like, he's been very good using his feet near the sideline. He had a nice catch along the sideline on Monday where he adjusted his body and came down with it. He had a nice catch earlier in camp where he like tiptoed the line. His body fell out of bounds, kept his toes in or his feet in to make the catch. And he had a rep on Monday where he shook Tariq Woolen like completely out of the picture, right? Like, he had so much room afterwards. So yeah, Darius Cooper, awesome training camp so far. He is going to be on the roster. It's really just a matter of, will he be the wide receiver 2 or the wide receiver 3 come week 1? But he's been everything I think the Eagles could have hoped for and more. All right, on the other side, we heard from Jake Elliott after practice. Obviously, Jake Elliott, big story coming out of going into the season. And then we heard from Hollywood Brown as well. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
When it comes to trades, several times you've mentioned Keenan Allen, trades-wise with Tay, Dontayvion Wicks. Now that you've seen Tay for a good number of practices, do you still like that?
Yeah, I think the things that remind me of Keenan are his ability to separate at top of the route and the ability to get off press. But also, I thought Keenan was such a feisty player, and Keenan would do the dirty work, and Tay has done the dirty work, and Tay, the competitiveness reminds me of each other. And so I hope you know how much high praise that is, because of what you guys know I think of Keenan. So I think Tay's been doing a good job, and and we'll look for him to continue to do so.
Fall is a vibe. So what's yours? Do you go wild or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe "I know a guy" just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a parent walking across their toy-filled living room for a glass of water. Ah! And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Family room and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
So, Jake Elliott going into this season, a lot of pressure on him. Obviously, last year didn't have a good year, and we've talked extensively on the pod this offseason about where he is at, right? One of the highest paid kickers in the NFL, guaranteed $5 million or around $5 million this year, and the Eagles have not brought in competition for him, right? So one thing we haven't done, though, is talk to Jake Elliott. Jake Elliott, I don't believe we talked to him since the contract was guaranteed. Didn't talk to him during OTAs, hasn't talked to him yet during training camp. So on Monday, Jake Elliott stepped to the podium and had a bunch of questions to answer. Michael Clay had said at one point that he thought Jake Elliott fell out of love with the game and he wanted to try to get him back in love with the game. Talked about, the team showing faith in him, competing. And so here's Jake Elliott with a little back and forth with the reporters talking about all those things.
To have the Eagles express a lot of confidence in you to just make you the only kicker in camp, knowing that you can do the job.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to be here. I mean, I love being here. I've been here for 10 years now and feel like I have great relationships and have earned the trust and confidence in them. But you're always competing, right? There's 32 of these jobs in the world, so you're always competing with everybody.
Was there an element of needing to refine your love you, and how'd you go about doing that?
I don't know if it's refining my love of the game. I think it's you go back and you learn from the prior years. You learn from your experiences. I got a lot of experiences to pull from, and I've always loved the game, always will love the game. I don't think it's ever necessarily that's in question. It's just how can you be better?
To have the Eagles express a lot of confidence in you to just make you the only kicker in camp, knowing that you can do the job.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to be here. I mean, I love being here. I've been here for 10 years now, and feel like I have great relationships, and have earned the trust and confidence in them. But you're always competing, right? There's 32 of these jobs in the world, so you're always competing with everybody.
Was there an element of needing to refine your love you, and how'd you go about doing that?
I don't know if it's refining my love of the game. I think it's you go back and you learn from the prior years. You learn from your experiences. I got a lot of experiences to pull from, and I've always loved the game, always will love the game. I don't think it's ever necessarily that's in question. It's just how can you be better?
So my guess is, and this is just my read on it, I'm guessing Jake Elliott probably didn't love having to answer questions about falling out of love with the game. Michael Clay probably wishes he didn't say that. But Jake Elliott, I thought seemed in a good place. Now, he also talked about how this offseason he has tried to kick in wind, because last year he felt he played and kicked in a lot of windy games. And as a result, the Eagles have brought this up too. Howie Roseman's brought it up, like, a lot of the reason they think Jake struggled last year was the elements. And so Jake is trying to get more experience kicking in elements. You know, he said if he's in a stadium, he'll see which side the wind is, and he'll try to kick, into the wind. And it's going to be good experience, because it is certainly a weird weather summer. I'd expect it to be a weird weather fall, as James has brought up. There's the El Nino, Super El Nino coming. So Jake is going to be kicking in some elements. The Eagles, not yet, don't have a dome on their stadium. I'm sure Jake won't be here when they do, but I'm sure he will have wished he kicked in the dome. It's way easier to kick in a dome, because you don't have to deal with elements. So Jake seems in a good place. If you follow Jimmy Kempski's, essentially Jake Elliott training camp stats, seems like he's kicking the ball well. So we'll see. But hearing from Jake, seeing how he's feeling, is always good. And it seems like he's in a good place heading into the season. But on Saturday night, my guess is Jake Elliott will be kicking. And how he kicks, how he looks, like, it's a big preseason for Jake Elliott. If he struggles in the first two games, could the Eagles trade for a kicker prior to the third game? Absolutely. If he struggles in all three, could they make a cut-down day trade? Absolutely. So Jake Elliott, for sure, pressure on him this year. And, you know, that's what he had to say about dealing with that pressure, falling out of love with the game, and all those things. So other than that, we heard from Hollywood Brown, who had a very Jalen Hurts-like comment on hard work. So here's Hollywood Brown talking about what he's kind of picked up since joining the Eagles.
Nick said earlier today that he believes the best players on his roster are also the hardest workers, and that sets a tone. What have you just noticed about the culture since you've been here and playing for this organization?
That's like the standard here. I feel like all the guys in this building, hard work, the extra is not really extra, it's the standard. And that's what I learned here. It's a standard to work hard, and, you know, I fit right in, because I try to, you know, value myself as a hard worker.
So it's interesting with Jalen. We spend a lot of time talking about his leadership, right? There's always articles every offseason. You know, the Eagles want him to be more vocal, right? More like outgoing and stuff. But I think that Jalen has absolutely imprinted and put a stamp on this team, and I think they follow him in the way with hard work. Now, let's be honest, all NFL teams work hard, right? Like, I'm actually, take that back. Like, some teams towards the end, if they have a bad head coach, if they have a bad culture, like, maybe they don't work hard. But, you know, for the majority, you can say yes, NFL players work hard. But I do think Jalen's whole personality being working hard, extra work, Nick Sirianni's whole thing being like, you know, the small details, like, that stuff trickles its way down the roster. So when Hollywood Brown says, you know, here, the extra is not extra, it's the standard, and the standard is to work hard, like, that has Jalen Hurts' fingerprints written all over it. Like, that is what Jalen has kind of turned this team into, right? Remember the whole rain, sleet, snow, the Eagles train to go, or whatever it was? Like, The Eagles are a hardworking team because of Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts, his personality is a really big part of that. So I thought that was a good quote from Hollywood Brown. And then, of course, Hollywood was asked about the offense. And here's what Hollywood had to say about playing in this offense.
What are your impressions of the offense the Eagles are installing? So what are your impressions of the offense that the Eagles are installing?
I like the offense. It's definitely it's been a lot of fun, and just learning and meshing the run game and the pass game together. It's been a lot of fun.
So marrying the run and pass together, that's definitely what they're trying to do. Not to sound repetitive here, but 9 days through practice, like, it is very, very clear they are doing this for the running game. They are going under center for the running game. And so to hear Hollywood Brown say that, and the emphasis they're putting on making it hard to decipher if they're running or passing it, I think can only be a good thing. As I've said, I think teams aren't going to be shaken by the idea they're going under center. That's not like some crazy thing. But I do think the Eagles will be less predictable on offense because it's going to be less clear pre-snap what they're doing since they are under center and not in shotgun. All right, that'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds. Go out, enjoy your Tuesday, and get ready for a post-practice pod because the Eagles are back on the practice field today. Until next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.